from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless and praise the name of the Most High God for another beautiful day. We thank God, God of possibility, that has made it possible for me and you to witness the second day in the month of October. Yesterday we celebrated independence in my country, Nigeria. Brethren, I don't know what you believe you have lost. I don't know where you have been held captive. But it's possible because the Lord of hosts, in His infinite mercy, will divinely make it possible for you to be set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, today, let's celebrate and rejoice with those that have their birthday. Let's greet them. Let's celebrate with them as we send our wishes and greetings to them by saying, Happy birthday. As your day is, so shall your glory be. You will break fallow grounds and do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. In your new age, you will move from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. And to those that have anniversary celebration today, we join you in that celebration as we say, Happy anniversary celebration. Whatever you are celebrating, either individually or corporately or maritally, we join you in the celebration. Academically, we join you in the celebration. And we say happy anniversary. You will have greater anniversaries than the one you are celebrating in Jesus' mighty name. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Let's move to the word of the Lord for today. You know, we have been talking about His doing. One of His doing is that He restores every lost glory. Where we have been taken captive, the Lord said He will bring it us back to our homeland. And today, brethren, let's look into the word of the Lord in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 27. Jeremiah 46 verse 27. And it reads, But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, amen, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, amen. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Look at that. Look at the promises. Look at the doings of God. He said He will return from his land of his captivity. That means you are set free today. Whatever might have been holding you down, stagnating your life, you are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty hand of the Lord is delivering you in Jesus' mighty name. And He said, we return. You will not only be set free and wandering about in the journey of life. The Lord said, you will return. That you will return and be in rest. Look at that. After setting free, He takes you back to your base, where you will be established, where you will become a voice, where every acupunky of life will release you. That means we take you to your real boss, your place of rest, because He said you will rest and you will be at ease, and nobody shall make you to be afraid. I pray today in the name that is above every other name, that the word of the Lord is manifesting greatly upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be afraid. Nobody will take you out of your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. It's your real boat. He said you will be at peace. You will now be at rest. You will be at ease. And you will now be at rest. And nobody, not only that, that means you will form an hedge of fire around you. Brethren, as the Lord liveth, today you will share testimony in the name of Jesus. You will share wonderful testimony in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 49 verse 6. Jeremiah 49 6. Hear what the Lord is saying again there. And afterward, I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, said the Lord. Afterward, that means at the end of it all, at the end of it all, that He will bring the people, the Ammonites, He said He will bring them back. The Lord has said that He will bring them back to do what? So that they will come and make things easier for the children of Israel. As many that will join you in the journey of life, in the race of life, in that your vision, as many that will come around you and make you to achieve greatness, to achieve good profit, to advance in your doing. The mighty hand of the Lord is commanding them now. The doings of the Lord is affecting our doings in Jesus' mighty name. Great and mighty things are happening. the power of his fulfillment is manifesting upon us in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say enjoy pleasant surprises of God. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.